I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Early damage estimates from the Oklahoma tornado could top $2 billion. Recovery efforts are now the focus. Bill Adams serves as director for World Renew's Disaster Response Program. Although the faith community is large, they're sending spiritual support teams.
Prayer is powerful, and I think all of us, when we've been affected in our personal lives, even though we're believers, to have people come alongside, support us, encourage us in our faith. To me, that's also a powerful part of the gospel.
We turn next to China, where symbolism is deeply entrenched in identity and the culture. That's especially true for those who want to worship Christ. At the same time, the gospel is exploding and new leaders need training. All of these things came together in a plea for help. China Partners Eric Berkland says the team is wrapping up pastoral training this week in Hubei Province, where a new training center is being built. In case there was a question of need,
I asked the pastor how many baptisms they had last year alone in 2012, and he told me over 2,000 new Christians were baptized.
Believers look forward to gathering in a new building under the cross in the name of Christ. There's more at our website. And the hope of Christ is shining brightly in Bangladeshi slums. International Mission Board says two Southern Baptist workers started the Light of Hope Learning Center in 2006. It's still sharing the gospel with and teaching job skills to vulnerable young girls and their families. But some programs are being cut due to the lack of funding. Ask God to provide the funds, resources, and staff needed to keep this project going. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.